You're listening to Organic Matters. Thanks for tuning in wherever you found me. I don't usually do this at the beginning of every show, but during the show sometime, I am on Apple, I'm on iTunes, Stitcher. I'm on about a dozen, I don't even know all of them anymore, podcasts that you can find almost anywhere you are on any radio station if you can get out on that radio at all. The show is called Organic Matters. Been on over 20 years, mostly talking about organic gardening, organic and healthy eating. Now we do talk a lot about the changes in the climate, and actually we did do at least a report occasionally on COVID, trying to figure out what was going on. In general, if it has to do with living here on our earth and being healthy, I try to at least bring up the subject once in a while to try to discuss. Today's a little different. I'm going to talk about a different form of energy. We talk about all the green energies that I love, and this is one of my favorite, but it's not gone in with as much favor as others, although in some ways it's the best of the all possible worlds. And we're now learning that it is available basically for us anywhere we are on the earth with our new technologies. Now, it's said that you can have geothermal power everywhere if you just want to drill a little deeper. First, to begin with, I do want to say that geothermal energy is truly green, really green. This is where you get heat from the Earth's core, which has been calculated by a number of scientists to be hotter. Hotter now. That's hotter than the surface of our sun. According to a recent study, it's estimated the heat locked within the first 6.25 miles, just 6 miles, of our Earth's surface contains 50,000 times more energy than the world's oil and natural gas supplies, even if we use them all up. First, let's talk about it, at least a hard definition. What is geothermal energy? Taking its power from the Earth's core, geothermal energy is generated when hot water is pumped to the surface, converted into steam, and then used to rotate an above-ground turbine of some kind is the simplest way to do it. The motion of the turbine creates mechanical energy that is then converted into electricity using a generator of some kind. Geothermal energy can also be harvested directly from underground, steam, or using geothermal heat pumps, which uses the warmth of the earth to heat and cool our homes, our factories. It can run any of our businesses used properly. The problem until recently has been that it's only been practical in volcanic regions or near the edges of certain tectonic plates, where cracks in the Earth's surface crust allow steam to form close to the surface, like in Iceland, for instance, or the geysers out in California, you've seen those. Then the heat can be used to drive turbines and generate power instead of boiling water to make steam with coal or gas or any other heat source. However, there's a new startup energy company called Quasi, and it's a startup that spun off from MIT and is applying new drilling technologies to make it possible to get geothermal energy anywhere you want to drill a hole. They don't want to kind of lily dip just to the first 6.5 miles either, which was all we really have to do. They're going to go down a full 12 miles where it is even hotter. Temperatures average that far down over 930 degrees Fahrenheit. And they're everywhere in the world if you go that deep. Perhaps right next to an existing generating plant already attached to the grid. All you have to do is drill the hole and attach the energy source to the existing power outlets and lines and everything. Folks, a rapid transition to clean energy is one of the biggest challenges faced by humanity right now. And we are just not really facing up to it very well. Geothermal energy can provide a lot more power using a lot fewer resources. We have to approach the clean energy transition from both of these angles. This company's solution makes us optimistic for a future where clean, renewable energy will secure the future of our planet into the foreseeable future. The secret key to this success is a new drilling technology developed by a guy named Paul Waskov at MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. Sounds fancy. Instead of drill bits that will wear out or even melt, they drill the holes with microwaves. The energy company Quasi actually describes it this way. Our gyrotron-powered drilling platform vaporizes boreholes through rock and provides access to deep thermal heat without complex downhole equipment of any kind. Based on breakthrough fusion research and well-established drilling practice, they're developing a radical new approach to ultra-deep drilling. First, they use conventional rotary drills to get to the base rock, the actual basement rock. Then, they switch to high-power, what we call micromillimeter waves, to reach unprecedented depths without heavy-duty equipment itself, incidentally. The microbeam they use, folks, is hot enough to evaporate rocks, and the vaporized rock is pumped back to the surface. Meanwhile, the heat vitrifies the sides of the hole, in other words, hardens them, turning it essentially into its own glass pipe. According to Jason Dorier, one of the scientists, once you have access to that supercritical steam, you can generate at 12 miles of depth, and the rest of it is very straightforward. The long-term plan is to approach power plants running on fossil fuels and offer to drill these geothermal fields customized to match their existing equipment. Otherwise, we don't have to reinvent the entire industry. The field sits on a footprint of about 100 to 1,000 times less than what it takes to run a solar or a wind system that would put out the same amount of power. Once hooked up, it's basically business as usual. Turbines create electricity and feed it to the grid. Our homes, our cars, our businesses. And what's interesting, those businesses and everything will still be serviced by the existing grid. We don't have to rebuild the whole world. We just need to attach to it. Very different approach. And in actuality, here's what's neat. The oil and gas workforce already has the skills to do this. The energy is truly renewable, abundant, and available everywhere. It should be up and running hopefully by mid-20s, 2025, 2026, according to the press release. Quasi Energy is a terawatt-scale thermal unit, geothermal. It's big. We're opening access to renewable base load power from anywhere on the planet, these company states. Deep geothermal is less than 1% of the land materials of other renewables, making it the only option for a truly sustainable clean energy transition over time. The company has just raised over $40 million, which almost seems a pittance for such technology and will be used to demonstrate the capabilities of the technology in the next few years. This first funding round brings them closer to providing clean, renewable baseload energy. Their technology allows them to access energy anywhere in the world at a scale far, far greater than wind and solar, even though I love them, enabling future generations to thrive in a world powered with an abundance of clean, safe energy. I have no papers in front of me, and I usually try to not quote anything till I get my hands on it. But the general story about geothermal in I call eighth grade education, which is how I know how to talk, has been stifled a lot due to petroleum and other energy companies. They didn't want to have to compete with it. That's the good news and the bad news. The bad news is they don't want to compete with it. The good news is the reason is they know it's just a technology that's literally around the corner. With the new microwave drills, so that we don't have to have all that hardware, these things are going to go in much faster, much less expensive than even my solar and my wind that I love so much, but certainly a far less danger to the environment and a far less expense to the world than petroleum and gas and all these we call fossil fuels in general that do have a limited amount, whether it's 10 years or 50 years, we don't know, but it is fixed. At this moment, from what they can judge, we're in the foreseeable future of mankind are not going to use up the amount of geothermal energy that our planet is going to be producing for tens of thousands, if not millions of years. Further along than we can, I think, ever even conceive of. So when you're thinking of green energy, add this to the list. Besides geothermal, besides electrical, even hydro used properly is not such a bad word. There may very well be another form of energy online that's probably going to be 30 years down the road, so I'm not going to get to see it, but I'm going to predict it. Hydrogen's going to come right along. There's tons and tons and tons. It's another energy source that once we learn to capture it in a probably the only way it's ever going to be really useful for us is in a fusion situation. And we're in its infancy. We're just learning. We just did a positive, good fusion experiment in the last few months right here in the United States. We're still working on if we can learn to make energy like the sun from nuclear fusion, then by all means, we still have to worry about keeping our planet clean, but we sure will have sources of energy that we can live with and live on as long as we're going to be around if we'll just learn to take care of this little planet, our Earth, until we get, I want to use the word, a grip on all the new technologies. And yes, they're coming. How much are we going to suffer before then? It depends on how hard we work at it. As long as we have forces of energy, back to the petroleum companies and those, they just polish the apple. They don't know how to change. Some of them are trying to put some money into other kinds of energy and at least making it look on paper that they're doing it. But no, they want to stick with the multi-million and billionaires that own it all want to stick with it in a form that they know. We can't do that forever, folks. It's not possible. There's a time coming when we are going to have to make our decision, get on our green energies, and learn to utilize them to the best of our abilities. So maybe a little more than you want to even think about on geothermal, but it is a possibility. We were talking about this when I was in school, when I was even in high school, not even in college. We knew it was there, and we know it's powerful, and we know that it's available. We just didn't have the technology at the time to use it on a broad scale basis. It appears that this company has solved that problem. They're going to do some smaller experiments here in the next couple of years by 2024, make sure that they're on target, although they're awfully positive about it. And then from that point on, we will begin to communicate with the, we hope, larger oil companies and the petroleum companies to, let's use the word, slide them into geothermal. They don't have to stop overnight. They don't have to bust their companies. This thing, supposedly, if it works the way it says, just goes in near the property. It don't matter where your property is. You might have to drill a mile deeper one place than the other, but you've got energy down below you from about 6 miles down on down to the 9, 10, 12. I'm not sure if we know what's in the very center as far as energy, but we know it's there and we know that it is tappable. So energy for thought, or thought for energy, which you want to get. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Take a look sometime when you're just casually reading. Learn a little bit more about geothermal power. It is amazing. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.